Thank you, Brigitte. Thank you, Geneviève. Congratulations to the young panelists. Greetings to all of you here in the room. Greetings to everyone around the world who's listening to this conference through live Facebook. And a very special greeting to you young people in this room, and especially to three institutions that are very important here in Geneva. I'm looking at EU University, but I'll finish with you guys. The first one is Collège du Léman. Dear friends, hello. Then we have a group from CEC André Chavannes. And last but not least, well, in fact, there are other schools, but I don't know about them. But European University. Our young leaders from European University are worth mentioning something a little more about for a couple of reasons. Firstly, because they have been here since this morning. Congratulations. Secondly, because they have a special mission here. They have been taking notes from every single session, and they are acting as rapporteurs. Just like we have in high-level United Nations meetings, they are reporting back on every session, and we will use this report. But that's not all. The second thing they are doing for us is providing us with their own ideas, their own inputs, their own recommendations, so that when we receive their final report, we can send it to tax policymakers at the highest level, at the World Bank, at the OECD, and of course, at the United Nations. So EU University, thank you very much. Now I know my time is counted here, so I have to hurry up, I'm sorry. About Geneva, the conference is taking place for the first time in Geneva, at least this conference, Tax Co-op. Geneva. Geneva is the city of peace. It's the city of human rights. It's the city of international solidarity. This is where the heart of the United Nations system beats. And this conference is not about the arcane technicalities of the Income Tax Act. This conference is about equity, justice, and building a better tomorrow. And I could not think of a better place than the United Nations to hold this forum. And it's the first time Tax Co-op is here. I certainly hope it's not the last. Now, world leaders have agreed to an agenda for sustainable development to benefit people, the planet, and to build prosperity for all. This is an ambitious agenda with 17 goals, and it's meant for humanity. Now, why do I mention humanity? It's because this morning we talked about robots. So this is not for multinationals using robots and shedding jobs. This is for people, and the people are us. These goals include eradicating poverty, universal access to education, and addressing climate change. This agenda demands the contribution of everyone in this room. And with 1.8 billion young people, yes, 1.8 billion, one out of four people on this planet, we are talking about young people. Not only must you be involved in these discussions, you must be at the center of the solutions. If we are to build a better future for all, we need your contribution. And this is why I say that you young people are not the leaders of tomorrow, you must be the leaders of today. And dear young friends, the future is in your hands. And the future does not start tomorrow morning, it starts right here and right now. And I have 1 minute left, and amazingly, I am actually done. So thank you very much.